calling me Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name buried in cheers and applause? I think not. When I was a kid, there was a bumper sticker that had two words. Question authority. I recall sitting in back of the old man's Impala in heavy traffic and asking him what that meant. I don't remember what his answer was. I suppose question authority was one of the original memes pre-internet. They say the idea goes all the way back to that wise old Greek, Socrates, or as Bill and Ted called him, Socrates. Then, Dr. Tim Leary, the wild man who popularized LSD, got hold of it, and it had a resurgence. Leary was quite a character. I briefly met him not too long before he died. They say, when he was told he had only a few months to live, his response was, "Great!" After he was cremated, some of his ashes were shot into space. In death, he got higher than he ever could in life. And while I would disagree with a lot of Leary's opinions, I surely would not argue with his urging everyone to question authority. I haven't seen those two words adjacent since I was a kid. What happened to that idea? Today, people seldom question authority or speak truth to power. Seems like everyone is tripping over themselves to kiss authority's ass. The motto of this show is take no shit, which is very closely related to question authority. We live in a world where power wants more power, and they want it unquestioned, don't they? I mean, every fucking time we turn around, there's somebody making some demands of us, right? And if it's not in real time, it's in the online world. Step out of line on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube and you get put in the corner for a day or two or a week or banned. There's another puke-inducing word, banned. Kicked out of the digital sandbox because you don't play nice. I have a plan for social media tyranny, Flag Day, this June 14, where everybody everywhere around the world should just flag everything and fuck up their shit. Check out episode 70, Larry Goes Ballistic, for details. You know, some truly horrible phrases have become part of the American lexicon. Phrases like, for your safety, and lockdown, and non-compliance, and inappropriate. All these phrases are very closely related and usually are used by authorities and those who would like to be authorities to control you and me. Nobody wants to push back anymore. Because as long as there's Wi-Fi, the Super Bowl, and a fresh bag of Cheetos, well, everything's okay. Isn't that scary? There was just this horrific story about some woman and her daughter and their dog, an 11-month-old French bulldog pup named Kikito, on United Airlines, and the flight attendant tells the kid to put the dog in the overhead bin. And sadly, they obeyed the command of this waitress in the clouds and stuffed the dog up there into that dark, cramped, airless box. And he barked and clawed inside nonstop for over 2 hours. And other passengers listened to this. And then it got quiet because the dog died. Here's what United Airlines had to say about this, according to CNN. United spokesman Charlie Hobart, hey, they mean spokesperson, don't they? He called the occurrence a, quote,
tragic accident.
Let's stop right there. Hey, Charlie baby, yeah, I'm talking to you, Cupcake. Can you explain to the listeners how some fucktard stewardess ordering a dog to be locked in an airless overhead bin is an accident? Can you do that, Chuckles? What's that? I can't hear you, Charles. Charles, are you there? Hello, Charles? If that dog got stepped on and killed by some clumsy 300-pound person, that might be an accident. Or if there was a terrible air turbulence and the dog was crushed by a beverage cart zooming down the aisle during a nosedive, that might be an accident. But some officious bitch with a 37 IQ, or maybe it was a dude, ordering a passenger to stuff the dog in the overhead bin, explain to us, Chucky, how the fuck that is an accident. Is United Spokeshole Charlie Hobart an imbecile? Probably not. These people are paid to spin, to stall, to obfuscate, and to lie. Is Charlie Hobart a liar? Well, his statement on behalf of his employer was an outrageous, in-your-face, fuck you, we think you're all morons kinda lie. To call that dog's death an accident is absurd. But Charlie wasn't finished yet. He went on to say,
"We assume full responsibility for this tragedy and express our deepest condolences to the family and are committed to supporting them."
Supporting them? What does that mean? Is United going to pay them a salary? And he finishes with, quote,
"We are thoroughly..."
It's always thoroughly, isn't it?
"We're thoroughly investigating what occurred to prevent this from ever happening again."
Investigate what? You see this shit again and again and again. Everybody knows exactly what fucking happened. No investigation is necessary. But they say this rote shit anyway. And no one ever calls them on their lies. Now asshole politicians are proposing legislation over this thing. They want to call it Kikito's Law or some shit. Isn't that invariably the knee-jerk reaction of government cretins?
Let's make a law.
Hey, Congress, want to make an effective law? Outlaw morons, beginning with yourselves. That would fix just about everything. Now this story, and Charlie's bullshit statement, were news all around the world. And you have to wonder, what percentage of people hearing or reading that statement said, "Who does this asshole think he is?" If you're going to lie, at least take the trouble to make it marginally plausible. But this was just a case of, "Hey, John Q. Public, we're going to sling some shit your way. So either open your mouths and gobble it or take it in the face. We don't fucking care. We're United Airlines and we're part of the corporatocracy." So they spray us with their bullshit and stroke the public a little, but ultimately they and the U.S. government are pretty much one entity. So whatever happens, the customer loses. I'm sure you all recall the other occurrence on a United flight not too long ago where a passenger, a doctor, refused to give up his seat and deplane, as industry wonks like to say. Anyway, the doctor politely refused to deplane, and United whistled up some uniformed punks who proceeded to beat the shit out of him. But the thugs who knocked out his teeth did claim he raised his voice. And there was no dearth of fucking morons on social media who said he
disobeyed officials' commands.
So he deserved it. As if he was in the military or in the midst of committing a violent crime. He was a customer who had paid for his seat. In point of fact, their tossing him out of that seat was stealing from him. And beating the shit out of him was either of those Chicago aviation punk cops fired or even arrested for breaking the guy's nose and knocking out his teeth? No, and they never will be, Because in 2018 USA, if we don't question authority, we sure as hell aren't about to challenge it, are we? And the same guy was running United then as is now, Oscar Munoz. And we took Oscar to school, well, more like to the woodshed out behind the school, in episode 19. Just go to thatlarryshow.com and click the link for April, and you'll find it. Along with an image of me, back when my body fat percentage was in the single digits. And when that shit show occurred, Oscar made two very foolish mistakes. One, he played hardball and inferred it was the victim's fault that he raised his voice. Non-compliance. Don't you raise your voice, it will kick your fucking teeth in. And two, Oscar spoke and tweeted about it personally. Oscar's wised up since then, and now lets his people speak for him. I mean, lie for him. But back to Kikito the dead puppy. I've seen the video of the little girl and her mom, and they're not stupid and they seem like very nice people. But clearly what they are, or were, is compliant. To put it in the parlance of this show, which comes to you from the Take No Shit Dojo, they took shit from someone who was working for them. There's an attitude out there within huge corporations and government agencies, an attitude of imperiousness, and it comes from the top. It always comes from the top at outfits that are empowered by a very fucked and corrupt system to sling shit without consequences. And those would be government bureaucracies involved in anything, the environment, law enforcement, and so on, and gargantuan corporations who are so protected by government they know damn well nothing could bankrupt them, right? Because if shit happens, they'll get a bailout. These are some terrifying behavioral trends in America and maybe around the world that are empowering and emboldening organizations and leaving the people voiceless. Let's try to put ourselves on that United flight from Houston to LA. Now, when you fly, there's sort of a radius of awareness we have around us, right? You look to the left and right and ahead and behind and want to check out who or what might be seated near you. And you can only see a few rows in each direction, unless you stand. So this little girl and her mom and her dog in a travel bag. The dog in the bag won't fit under the seat, and the stew tells them to put it overhead. And the kid says, but it's a dog in the bag. And the stew says,
it doesn't matter. Put it overhead.
And her mom doesn't speak English very well. And in the post-9/11 world, where many flight attendants seem to think they are air marshals, and really absent a handgun, they pretty much are, aren't they? So the puppy winds up in a fucking bin. Know anybody who's won any arguments with a flight attendant since 9/11? No. Because they've been given way too much authority. And if you are non-compliant or you raise your voice, they whistle up cops, usually federal cops, who tend to have damn little to do. Guaranteed. Other passengers saw that dog loaded into that overhead bin and heard it bark for more than 2 hours until it was dead. Why the fuck didn't they say or do anything? Were their faces buried in their iPhones and tablets? What about the barking? Besides the zone of awareness around the dog and its owners, dozens of other passengers had to walk past that barking bin on their way to the toilet. Did everyone have earbuds in, blasting music? Of course not. Plenty of people knew exactly what was going on. Beginning with that asshole flight attendant. And nobody did shit. Why? What has happened to people? Most states and most nations around the world have Good Samaritan laws. And they function in two ways. First, They indemnify a person who might try to help another injured person from lawsuit. Their other purpose is to encourage courage, to state that we all have a general duty to act to rescue someone to the best of our abilities. So chicken shit or cold-hearted bastards who walk by somebody bleeding out on the street can be charged with a crime of neglect. Do these laws do any good? I sincerely doubt it. People are either courageous and generous or cowardly and selfish, and no law is going to change that. But why are people now more than any time in history in love with authority? In government, online, law enforcement, and commerce. If you've got a kid in school, then you're familiar with the term lockdown. And that is a goddamn shame. Because until fairly recently, the word lockdown only happened in prisons. And now, it's being applied to schools, neighborhoods, office buildings, and most of the time with little legit reason. It's creepy and repulsive to me, but plenty of people seem to get off on it.
Ooh, we're on lockdown. Isn't this exciting?
Constantly in Los Angeles, when there's some freeway mayhem of a criminal nature, they'll close a huge section of the road, stranding thousands of people for 3, 4, maybe 5 hours while they conduct their thorough investigation. You'll see 30 or 40 cops, hip to hip, as they slowly walk the asphalt, searching for shell casings. Some people are okay with that. I'm not. What about the people trapped in those cars, who might be having babies or cardiac episodes, or even just need to take a good long leak? Why hasn't anybody said, "Hey guys, move your asses. You got 30 minutes to get this shit done. After that, make your fucking case without that stray shell casing." Oh no, yeah, I'm no cop. But I know several who say this law enforcement attitude of, "We get to do what we need first and fuck the rest of you," is total bullshit. And guess what? Just like lockdown, these freeway closures for thorough investigations are pretty recent protocol. We really are becoming a culture of sheeple, where anyone wearing a uniform, even a flight attendant's uniform, is to be obeyed without question. Corporations who fuck us over respond to our complaints telling us that we may appeal their billing error, that we tolerate this attitude. And as there is more and more corporate consolidation, our power to fire them diminishes as our choices do. Somebody should resurrect Teddy Roosevelt, turn him loose on airlines, Twitter, Google, Facebook, and the government. Where does this reflexive, reverential compliance come from? Decades of CSI and all these stupid cop shows? Maybe it's drilled into kids in schools, I don't know. But it's really troubling. Couple it with the current war on free speech, and it spells doom. A subject I also covered in Episode 7, Larry Preps and Doomsday, Episode 39. Check them out. Part of the reason this is happening is that people at the top are way, way too insulated from the rest of us. How do you get to them? Through some fucking email form on their website? Good luck with that. Call them out on Twitter? Well, if you have 1 million followers, you may get some action. Even in that airplane with a dead dog, pre-9/11 pilots, who are ultimately responsible for everything that happens on that aircraft, pilots used to stroll down the aisle and bullshit with the passengers, kind of the way a good chef or restaurant owner might. Now, we live in a world where if we interact with someone in the corporate chain, it's an underling, because the pilot's locked behind a bomb-proof door. You don't see him until the flight is over, and your dog is dead. Will the pendulum ever swing back to a place where governments fear their citizens and corporations fear pissed-off customers? I sure hope so. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again, everybody. It's always a kick to be with you. Special thank you to all you marvelous and courageous Patreonies who keep the dojo lights on and help me mouth off to the pukes and punks who have earned our wrath, our disrespect, and verbal abuse. Major bonus content coming this month for dojo members only. A book, a very cool book, that was killed by a publisher who feared a punk politician. So if you've not yet joined the dojo, this would be a great time. Just go to my homepage, thatlarryshow.com, and click that Patreon button. Get at me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. And come back and see us this weekend at Sinner Sunday, the longest Saturday after party in the world, where the ribs are hot, the beer is cold, the women are pointy, and salvation is fun. So until then, somebody tells you to put your dog in a box, get their name and demand to see the pilot. In other words, take no shit.